My father was in the Air Force, and we moved around a lot. So though I was born in New York, I almost immediately moved to Georgia, Texas, Oklahoma, Illinois, Long Island, Morocco, California, England, and back to New York. And I started college in 1967, which was really on the cusp of things changing for women. I got a job with the American Association for Clinical Chemistry. Didn't even know what it was. I started off as a secretary because what else would I do? I don't know. But almost immediately became the meeting coordinator for the group and then became its convention director, which was a great job for a woman. You know, it was a professional job. I got to use my art degree. I designed logos. I wrote copy for the programs. I designed advertising. So I was using my English degree and my art degrees, and it was an unusual path to using what I had learned in school. So I made the decision. I was around 40, and I said, you know, I'm tired of flying all over the country. I want to do something different. And I went to culinary school, and I got a 2-year food service degree. Then I got married to another cook. We were transferred to Port Charlotte, and I decided I did not want to go back into food service. Right then, I look in the newspaper. I hadn't done any networking, and there it was, Executive Director for the Arts and Humanities Council. So it was the first time I was really using my interests, my passion for art. The summer of 2001, president of the Charlotte County Art Guild, who owns and operates the Visual Arts Center, gave me a call and she said, can you help me do a job description for an executive director? We're ready to hire one. And I said, well, would you consider hiring me? And she said, of course we would. Come and interview with us. So I became the first executive director for the Visual Arts Center. I kind of had a clean slate to work with. It's a little daunting to be the first executive director for a nonprofit because the board isn't quite sure what they want. They're not quite sure how much power or authority they want to give up. We do have excellent teachers in painting and drawing for children. We have a great summer arts camp for kids. They don't do just play at making something. They actually learn something. Each class has a real curriculum, a real plan that they are going to have fun, but they're going to learn something about multimedia, too. It's not just painting. In both my jobs with the Arts Council and the Visual Arts Center, my mission has always been to make arts accessible to everybody and for everybody to realize that arts are in their everyday life. And it's only been really in the last, 3 or 4 decades that women can rise to the level of male artists. And I think you could still say they still don't have the recognition or the monetary sales that a Warhol or a Rauschenberg might command. The Visual Arts Center is filled with talented, dedicated female artists. They're astounding, and I've watched them for 12 years, and I've watched women go from doing little stiff portraits to these wonderful pastels. They're astounding how good they are and how much of the personality they can bring into that piece of art.